Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. That little bit of Heartland rock and roll there, Mr. John Mellencamp bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling here in the USA on the Small Business Advocate Show and having a great time with our good friend Tim Berry, founder of Palo Alto Software, the world's galactic guru of business planning. Tim, you got your new book, Lean Planning.
Yes, Lean Business Planning.
Lean Business Planning is coming out next month.
Next month.
And they can pre-order now. We've been telling you folks, we've been telling you about it for a while now, and finally you can pre-order it. I encourage you to do that. Tell them about it, Tim.
And it's funny. It goes a lot with what we've been talking about because lean business planning is just the part of planning that everybody who owns a business wants without all that other stuff that everybody doesn't want, all the descriptions, all the summaries, and so on. It's just what you need to run your business, strategy, mm-hmm. tactics, milestones, and here's where we get to our talk today, essential business numbers. So the book does go through the way you own your numbers. It's, earlier we were saying we have to do a forecast. Technically, maybe you don't, but in terms of learning how it goes, you do. To learn it, you do a cash flow. You just, if you're going to be comfortable with your numbers, you need to go through and learn something, which is how to project a cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from when I say technically maybe you don't have to forecast, for me, as you were suggesting earlier, Jim, it's impossible to actually manage these numbers if you don't project forward and then watch plan versus actual and react to the difference. That's the way we actually do it.
Well, and as we've talked about many times over the years, Tim, in the beginning, you're going to be lousy at it, but every time you project and then do, as Tim says so eloquently, and has coined this great term, plan versus actual, the more you check your plan, your projection against what you actually did, the better you will get at it, and the smarter you will get at it, and in time, maybe in a year, maybe two or three, you become literally an expert at these things.
You know, the phrase plan versus actually, you know what it is. Think about driving your car, because plan versus actual becomes the dashboard for business. Just like in driving your car, think about if you didn't have the steering wheel and the accelerator and the brake as you sit there at the dashboard and it shows your speed and whatever, you would be pretty blind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the plan versus actual, since it's where you see how you're actually doing, and if you're forecasting, then you're connecting the dots. Your sales projection is related to your cost of sales,
mm-hmm.
and your expense projection, and as those come together in plan versus actual, you see, oh, am I spending too much? Am I selling more than I expected so I can spend more? What am I spending that works? Are my costs? I mean, imagine, I was dealing with a business once where he didn't know how much each thing he sold cost him.
Hmm.
How do you make decisions like
that?
Yeah,
you can't.
You know, how do
you
manage?
That's flying blind.
Flying blind. So, you know, I've got a good product, I sell it, but do you really know what it costs you to make it? How much it costs you to be in business? Well, over time, yeah, you do. Over time, because you're not in business anymore. But you want to know today what it costs you.
And see, this is the kind of, Tim, this is the kind of introduction, the kind of explanation that people need to hear before they start a business. Look, I want you to start a business. I want you to be successful in that business. But that's the most important thing. Number two is more important than number one. Anybody can start a business. It's falling off a log easy. But operating successfully and sustaining that success, that's the hard work. And it's a discipline. It's like being a brain surgeon. It's a discipline. There are things you have to know, right, Tim?
Absolutely. And It just, when I think of trying to do the business without it, for me, I started a business when my wife and I were broke and we had three kids, and that sort of brokenness continued for many years. You just have to know.
I'm laughing because small business owners are nodding their head all over the place out there.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. And if you just have no idea what's going to happen next month, that's too much to ask of somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you have to understand where it's coming from, or else you can't make the next decision.
Tim, I got to wrap it up. TimBerry.com, ladies and gentlemen, is how you can find Tim. Go to Amazon and pre-order his book, Live Business Planning. I'm sorry,
Lean
Business Planning. LEAN. You'll thank me later. Tim, thanks again for being here. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Wonderful.
We'll see you next time. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.